You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Legal experts say the arrest of a Milwaukee judge is extreme and unnecessary.
Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan is accused of helping an undocumented man avoid arrest as ICE agents waited for him. She was walked out of her own courtroom in handcuffs. John Gross is a professor at UW-Madison's law school. He says that seemed to him like a photo op for federal prosecutors.
Federal law enforcement is trying to send some kind of a message to let state officials know that they will try to aggressively prosecute anyone who can be viewed as interfering in any way with their agenda.
Ray DeLasto has practiced law in Milwaukee since 1977. He says the complaint against Judge Dugan contains misperceptions and factual inaccuracies. He says it's really common for lawyers and defendants to use side doors in courtrooms like Dugan's, especially because they're usually really busy with full dockets. He says going after a judge is what's really unusual.
This is highly atypical when you have offenses of this nature, particularly of someone who is not a flight risk, who is a known upstanding citizen and a lawyer and a judge. To do that, that's outrageous and totally unnecessary.
I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And Democratic state lawmakers have introduced legislation aimed at reducing the influence of big money in political campaigns. The bill was introduced to the Assembly earlier this month and would expand election bribery laws in Wisconsin to include paying potential voters to sign petitions during an election period. The legislation comes after Elon Musk's millions of dollars of investment in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which included offering $100 to residents who signed his petition against what he called activist judges. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has called on the U.S. Department of Education to reinstate vital funding that supports Wisconsin students experiencing homelessness. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
Her message follows a new Wisconsin Policy Forum report showing student homelessness has reached an all-time high, with 20,195 students identified as homeless during the 2023-24 school year, a 9.1% increase from the previous year. The surge in student homelessness comes as Wisconsin faces a loss of approximately $500,000 in federal funding used to provide essential support services to students experiencing homelessness. In March, USDE Secretary Linda McMahon informed states that the USDE was revoking previously approved extensions for pandemic-era funding, including an extension that Wisconsin had to provide statewide support to students experiencing homelessness. Students experiencing homelessness are not recovering academically from the pandemic as fast as their peers, according to data, and this funding is an important part of Wisconsin's plan to address the issue. The DPI, in partnership with the Wisconsin Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Board, had been leveraging American Rescue Plan, homeless children, and youth administrative funds to provide wraparound services to homeless students, including case management and family support. The DPI has formally requested another extension from the USDE, but has yet to receive a response. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The former Madison city clerk violated city rules in handling the 193 uncounted absentee ballots from the presidential election. That's according to an investigation from the city of Madison. Savannah Tome Olson has the details.
I got the 14-page document with the investigation's findings. Essentially, it concludes that the missed absentee ballots were an innocent error that could have been prevented with more training. Instead, this focuses more on what happened after those ballots were found. Former city clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell didn't notify anyone until about a month after the first batch of ballots showed up. The investigators concluded she had significant violations of city rules and breached her contract, signaling that if she didn't resign earlier this month, she may have been removed from her post permanently. The report says no other staff of the clerk's office violated these rules. Any of their errors were, quote, due to failures in leadership, process, and direction, end quote. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is still investigating the uncounted ballots. They have the power to find the former clerk acted improperly or even illegally. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And a group of state Republicans are asking for over $2 million to study the potential for nuclear power in Wisconsin. The group is proposing legislation that seeks funding for a nuclear power siting study, the creation of a full-time position focused on pursuing nuclear power options, and the organization of a nuclear power summit at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Another proposed bill would create a 9-member board that would meet 3 times each year until 2030 to organize the summit and promote achievements in the nuclear power field. WIAA member schools voted on a number of amendments at the WIAA's annual meeting. Jimmy Kuska has more.
Welcome to the 129th annual meeting of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association.
School administrators approved 4 of 5 measures on the table affecting high school sports in Wisconsin at this year's annual meeting. 1 year after failing by 49 votes, an amendment allowing for name, image, and likeness opportunities for high school student athletes easily passed.
We have the results from amendment number 5, the NIL. Supporting the motion, 293. Denying the motion, 108. Motion passes.
Also passing was a requirement for spectators ejected from events to take an online course in sportsmanship in addition to serving a 1-game suspension in order to return. Summer coaching contact days were expanded from a 5-day restriction to include all but the week of July 4th in June and July. And limits for freshman teams were changed to match JV and varsity teams. A measure that would have exempted cross-country from the tournament performance factor failed. The 4 new measures go into effect at the end of May when the WIAA publishes its bulletin.
And Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he and state Republicans are making progress on potential tax cuts in the upcoming biennial budget discussions. Evers has repeatedly told Republican lawmakers that he would not support passing a tax bill separately from the state budget. And Republicans say they're willing to consider including changes to the tax code in those budget discussions. And Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he plans to reintroduce his bill to make the Apostle Islands a national park. He wants to make it happen this season, and the bill was originally proposed last summer. Now, if this is eventually signed into law, the Apostle Islands would become the first national park in the state of Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-4 victory over the White Sox in Chicago last night. But an injury, Isaac Collins filling in for Bryce Turang at second base, beamed by a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, hitting his right elbow in the second inning. Eventually, he was pulled from the game. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it's a contusion. The x-rays were negative. He's going to be sore. His first game at second base in a while. So that's forced because of Turang's illness. So will Turang be back tomorrow? It's never can tell.
NBA. The Bucks season over. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why does he believe Giannis Antetokounmpo had an MVP type of season.
What I'm most proud of is he has turned into a leader. Last year, he wasn't a very vocal guy. Everyone told me he was not a vocal guy. We leaned on him to do that. I couldn't be more proud of a player. Getting outside of your box is very difficult to do, and Giannis did that for me.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Deadline has confirmed that the primary cause of Gene Hackman's death was severe heart disease and that advanced Alzheimer's also played a part. The report also said that Hackman had not eaten in days before his death. Hackman had undergone multiple heart surgeries, had an aortic valve replaced, and had experienced congestive heart failure. The 95-year-old actor was given a pacemaker in 2019 and most likely died on February 17th. Matthew Gray Gubler enjoyed a nice run on Criminal Minds playing Dr. Spencer Reed. His planned TV comeback is the new drama Einstein, of which he is also an executive producer. On the show, Gubler plays Louis Einstein, the great-grandson of Albert Einstein and a professor at Princeton who gets drawn in to help solve a series of homicides. The show sounds great, but CBS has announced it will push the show to the 2026-27 season due to what the network is calling limited shelf space. Transition? They like the show, but don't love it. Jack Black was the frontman for his band Tenacious D, so he is no stranger to the music industry. Now he has a chart-topping solo effort thanks to his latest film, The Minecraft Movie. The song is being called an anthem titled Steve's Lava Chicken and is now the shortest song ever to crack the Billboard 100 at just 34 seconds long. It brought in a total of 7 million streams in just 4 days, according to Billboard. 34 seconds is the perfect length for a song if you are slow dancing with someone you don't like. If you follow the career of Gary Oldman, 2 things probably stand out. He is a phenomenal actor, and he used to hit the bottle with a vengeance. The actor quit drinking in 1997 and has been sober for 28 years, but it was recently revealed that he apologized to actress Demi Moore for being drunk on the set of The Scarlet Letter in 1995. Moore says that she accepted his apology and forgave him, but was disappointed with the Slow Horses star. Things seem to have turned out quite well for both of them since the mid-90s. If you're thinking about going to the movies this weekend, and you should be, here's what's hitting theaters. Highly anticipated Marvel film Thunderbolts opens in wide release this weekend. Florence Pugh, Sebastian Stan, and David Harbour star in this film, which we have seen the previews of for months now. Those of you who are fans of the genre will like that it is reviewing insanely well at 88% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Here's a quick plot summary. It's a Marvel movie. Also opening is a Nicolas Cage film. Cage stars in The Surfer as a man who takes his son to his old surfing spot before realizing it's been taken over by some ne'er-do-well, or dare I say ragamuffin surfers, who chase them away. If there's one thing we've learned over the years, don't piss off a Nicolas Cage movie character. And since we are in the age of the re-release, and sometimes it's your only option other than franchise or superhero films, check out Monty Python and the Holy Grail if it happens to be playing near you this weekend. See you at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered off and on showers likely, high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, cloudy, showers likely, low dropping into the lower 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy, sprinkles in the morning, a little sunshine by later in the day in the 50s. The weekend looking good with sunshine, 60s Saturday, low 70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.